Last month, team members from Six Nations of the bronze medal winning Haudenosaunee Nationals women's box lacrosse team were recognized by Six Nations Elected Council with leadership awards for their efforts. Last September, the women's Haudenosaunee Nationals competed in the inaugural Women's World Box Lacrosse Championships in New York and were able to make history as their bronze medal win was also the Haudenosaunee women's first medal in a world championship for either box or field lacrosse. Carrie Lee Weiss, one of the 14 individuals recognized, hailing from Six Nations, was also recognized by Council for her induction into the 2025 class of the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame. She spoke on what this recognition and leadership award means to her and being able to share the experience with her teammates.
The feelings I had felt when I was being recognized by Council alongside my teammates were Agatsunoni. Agatsunoni means happy. I was very happy. Because as I was standing up there while each of my teammates' names were being called to receive their award, I was reminiscing in my head of our journey together, thinking how excited we were when they announced that the World Championships were really actually going to happen, to having shared tryout experiences together where we would carpool together, room together, spend downtime together, where we would laugh, cry, and struggle. But, you know, the cool thing was is that even though we had those emotions, we weren't alone. We each had each other to lift each other up in those moments. When everyone's names were being called, I was thinking back to the precious memories that I had made with all my teammates that were being called throughout the whole journey and not just when we were at the World Championships. Another feeling that I had felt was such pride, making our people proud in a positive light. And because I was proud of each and every one of those women whose names were being recognized that day, because everyone sees the end goal. So everyone sees our bronze medal that we had won, but no one had seen what it took to get there. Every single person had their own obstacles to overcome, challenges to face, and sacrifices they had to make in order for that bronze medal to happen. When they were being called up, I was just so proud because even when faced with adversity, they overcame it and didn't give up, which is another positive aspect of women being in sports for our Haudenosaunee peoples.
Weiss explained the work that was put in by all the team members and the way they were able to showcase their work as leaders.
Being a leader is doing the right thing for the team when it may not be the best thing for you as an individual. We weren't selfish players. We were for each other. We were for the people. Another thing we did was we showed up. We showed up for each other. Even when it was hard, when no one was watching, even when we didn't feel like it, we still did. We still showed up for one another. Even when our worlds may have been crashing, we still showed up. Another thing that I feel that myself and our teammates did was that we knew it was okay to fail. And a lot of us may be scared to fail. But with this, as leaders, we know that failure is a part of the game. It's a part of sport. It's how we get better. It's how we grow. And so this team, we learned quickly that it's okay to fail and let's just get back at it. And then I believe also, too, what made us leaders is that everyone whose name was recognized, I knew that each girl, each woman was obsessed. They were obsessed with getting better. They were obsessed with winning a medal. They were obsessed with wanting to be 1% better. For me, it was all I could think about. As soon as I was trying out for that team, as soon as I woke up, I was thinking, okay, what can I do right now? Can I be stretching? Can I be going to the gym at 6 a.m.? And most times we had tryouts and training at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. every day. Am I going to do two-a-days? This and that. I find if you're obsessed with your craft, no one can beat you. And then it was so cool to see all the women have that mentality.
She detailed what her advice would be to the younger generations of the community who may want to explore sports and being leaders within the community and where that pathway could take them.
I tell the young girls of Six Nations, ask yourself this one question. Put aside any doubt you may have and ask yourself, what if it could turn out better than you can imagine? Bet on yourself. The Creator wouldn't put anything on you that you couldn't handle. And where sport can take you, oh my goodness. I have been all over Turtle Island. I have traveled to endless places because of sports. I've been to Japan, South Africa, Amsterdam, Dominican, all over Canada and U.S., where I've competed against the best in the world, against legends, against Hall of Famers, Olympians. But sport not only took me places traveling-wise, but it also allowed me to be successful in the classroom because everything that I had learned through sport, I put that same effort towards school as it allowed me to receive an athletic scholarship to an Ivy League school. It allowed me to receive the best education that both the U.S. and Canada had to offer. It allowed me to secure a future for me and my family, and most importantly, it allowed me to be doing something that I'm very passionate about and live a very fulfilling life, such as becoming an elementary school teacher and teaching within our Six Nations schools today.
Vice also spoke on being inducted into the 2025 class for the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame and what that recognition means to her.
I really thought about it. I just thought, I'm 32 years old, and I just said, holy man, like, I'm 32 years old and I'm still dreaming. So I just want, it makes me think that it's never too late to have a dream. It's never too late to keep dreaming. The mind is a powerful tool. It also makes me think of the word purpose being inducted. Thinking about my purpose, Aheo's purpose, my Indian name, it means she's arrived. It makes me think and reflect on my purpose. They say we are put onto Ohuendadate, Mother Earth, with a purpose from Creator. And having been inducted into the Hall of Fame makes me feel honored because I hope this is what my purpose is. I want to show that I didn't take this gift for granted and that I wanted to utilize this gift in every aspect of my life that I could. Because every time I do something, every time I set my mind to something, every time I play, train, work out, teach, be a mother, I think of the Creator and I want to go hard for Him. I want to give Him my all because He gave me this gift. He gave me this body that has gone through so much and it still allows me to accomplish things. And most importantly, He gave me this life. This induction allows me to reflect on all the sacrifices I had to make over those years and seeing firsthand that those sacrifices paid off.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.